several months before the marathon.
Ella speaking.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just got a call, and I wasn't too sure what it was about because there's so many scam artists out there. Who are you guys exactly?
So we're actually a home care agency where you can have a family member work for you and get paid.
Okay.
I was just calling because I got a missed call from you, and you left a voicemail to call back, so that's why I'm calling.
Oh, okay. Well, how does that work, honey?
It's a Medicaid-funded agency. Do you have Medicaid?
No, I have Medicare. I don't have Medicaid.
Would you be eligible for Medicaid?
Yes, but, you know, I've tried to get it, and I could never get the right phone number to call to try to get it.
Got it. So we actually have specialists that are specializing in that field. They would know how to do that best for you. Let me do like that. Okay. What I can do is I can take down your information and I'll assign a specialist. She's going to be in touch with you and help you get you on Medicaid. Once the Medicaid is approved, she's going to help you get you on home care. And you want your family to be your caregiver?
I'm sorry?
Do you want your fiancé to be your caregiver?
Yes.
Yes, got it. Yes, you wrote that into the notes. Okay, so then we're going to sign her up as well so she can get paid to work for you.
Okay.
Is her name Carol Caserta?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, because I actually got two different forms. But one is for you and one is from her. So I just wanted to make sure it's the same thing. Give me a minute. I do want to log into Medicaid just to make sure like you never had an account. Because if you do, then it would be easier. Just give me a minute.
Stephen Klein specifically says to Beth Carpenter that night before the murder, Mark is going to help with
that.
What's
your first and last name?
I'm sorry, hon.
Is your name Jack? I just want to get your last name spelled correctly.
It's actually John. My nickname is Jack, so.
Your legal name is
John, yes.
Okay, and your last name, how do I spell that?
McGuigan. McGuigan.
E-A-N?
Yes, McGuigan.
Got it. Then what's your date of birth, Jack?
2/18/1960. Today's my birthday. How about that?
All right. I didn't recognize that. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay, so it actually does come up that you had Medicaid once. You know that?
No, I didn't think I had it, hon.
So you did have once. I got a Medicaid ID for you. That will be set much easier. We'll just need to reactivate it. Let me just take down your Medicaid ID so the specialist has it. Give me a minute. What's your address where you live at?
132.
Okay.
State Street.
What?
Blackwood, New Jersey, 08012.
You live in New Jersey?
Yes.
Got it. So I actually checked up. Did you used to live in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania?
What's that?
Did you used to live in Pennsylvania?
I did, yes. I just moved down here.
Oh, because we're actually a Pennsylvania agency. That's why I checked your Pennsylvania account. We do have a New Jersey agency, but they don't do family members. They only do if the family member has HHA license. Would your fiancé get the HHA license?
I'm sorry?
Because our New Jersey agency only accepts caregivers that have an HHA license. They won't accept a family member. Would she do the license? It's not a difficult license to take.
Well, how does she get the license?
I can check where she can get it and just call them and check it with her. Give me a minute. Okay, should I text you a link of where you should go and submit it to apply?
Text it to me. Don't email to me because I'm having problems with my email. So
sure, I'll
if you have my phone number,
right?
Yeah, text it to my phone number, which you have because you called me.
Yeah, sure, I will. Okay, I'll text her right over, and I'll text you some more information that you'll need to know, okay?
Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.